It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Lofting it deep, right side, in the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
The voice of the Hokies joining us for one final Tuesday. Don't worry, it's not like he's not a regular on this program, but for one more time, it is the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. And before I get to anything, how are your brackets looking?
Huh. I actually have it right in front of me.
I loved your initial reaction. Huh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That good, huh?
Yeah. You know what, though? I think all four teams that I had going to the Final Four are still there, so that's encouraging. You know what? It's really interesting. College basketball is so exciting. What's happening this week on the court and even off the court? I heard you talking about what VCU and Coach Smart may get done here. It has been an amazing couple of weeks. And it's kind of the ultimate of what we've seen over the last 2 years. What you think is a great job may not be. Mm-hmm. And what you think might be a mid-major job is anything but. And it's permeating itself on the court as well.
Well, we were talking about this. Lane Casadani from CBS 6 was on with us in the 4 o'clock hour. We just talked how the perception and how the reality have changed. Where 10 years ago, you know, you were good in a mid-major. It was like getting called up from the minor leagues. You know, oh, all right, time to come to the big boys. Time to come to the big level. It's not that way anymore.
I think people like to win.
Yep.
And there are a lot of guys out there. Coach Smart's one. Coach Stevens, a bunch. There are a lot of guys that could triple their salary and triple their assistant's salary and never get on a commercial plane again for a game or a recruiting trip because you have the use of a university Learjet for everything you do. There are a lot of jobs out there like that. There's one open right now in Los Angeles. But a lot of these guys don't want anything to do with it, and that's really amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just how the times have changed, and not that too long ago when they were, you know, still looked at as if you had a mid-major, you were looked at doing well in the minor leagues. He's Bill Roth. He joins us in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Overall impressions, though, of the play on the court. What has stood out the most? Who left the lasting impression for you from weekend one in basketball's tournament?
Well, if I say Florida Gulf Coast, you're going to say, what are you talking about, right?
Everybody
is picking them. You know, it's a lot of times a team barely gets by that first-round game and gets to the Final Four, so watch out for Marquette. They probably had no business winning that Davidson game. They somehow won it, shockingly, and then their second game was tight as well. That would be really interesting. If I'm not so sure they wouldn't beat Indiana if they got or Syracuse if they got to that point.
Would anything surprise you right now?
Wow, would anything surprise me right now? I think Louisville's going to be a real tough out. So I think if Louisville doesn't make it, that might surprise me.
Yeah, the only thing about that is they're going to be paired up against the Duke-Michigan State winner, and that'll just make for a colossal bash. That'll make for a great game.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great.
All right, Bill, let me move on here because I want to get into a couple of different things as we wrap up the Cowan Gates Roth Report for the year. But as we wrap this up, tomorrow starts spring football, and I understand that Frank Beamer is looking for his toughest team ever.
Well, you know what? I don't know if that's possible because I think back in the 60s, those guys are really rugged. but I think what it does is, here's how I'm interpreting that. Not that we weren't tough last year, the last couple of years, but, you know, there was a play in the overtime of the bowl game against Rutgers where the Hokies had first down and goal about 4 inches away, and they ended up kicking a field goal from about the 10-yard line. And we saw that a lot the last couple of years. Virginia Tech's red zone offense and its statistics was bad, and a lot of the heat went on the play calling. But when you go back and look at it, they had a lot of first and goals on the 3 and ended up kicking field goals over the last couple of years. And at the end of the day, when you're going to play the way Beamer likes to play, well, really the way any coach likes to play, you got to be able to hammer it in. And the weight room numbers were good. So you can't say they weren't a strong guy, a strong offensive line up front. I think he wants some more toughness there. We got to be able to bang that in, and that means to be able to punch it in when you're inside the red zone or specifically inside the 10-yard line. So I think that was one of the reasons that he was so attracted to Grimes and Loeffler, because they talk an awful lot about toughness and intelligence, but toughness has certainly been the word since the bowl game ended.
Have you had any first impressions of these guys yet? Anything that you can fairly say, oh, they've left this impression on me, they left this mark on me about the way that they want to do things?
Well, as for Loeffler, all of the terminology is going to change. It's going to be a total NFL terminology. I think that initially is really going to help Logan Thomas, and it's going to help us in a recruiting standpoint, because Scott has been an NFL assistant coach, and so they're going to be able to use NFL terminology offensively, which I think will help in the recruiting standpoint. And as for Grimes and Loeffler, too, to be quite honest, they both bring somewhat of an SEC mentality to our program. They've been in that league at Florida and Auburn. They've recruited in that league, and they've coached in those wars. And I think that'll be a good addition for Tech, guys that have been through that at the highest level.
It was interesting to hear Frank say that he's going to kind of back off and let the assistants do more. In certain situations, as just a reaction in life, you know, when times get tough and things change or things don't go as well, you want to press, you want to do more. But he said that he's going to kind of give them more freedom to do their own thing.
Well, he's always done that with Coach Foster. Coach Beamer and Bud meet all the time, but when it comes to putting the game plan together and the individual calls, it's all on Bud. He decides the substitutions, being Coach Wiles up front with the defensive line, and Torian Gray handles the back end. But Bud handles all that. He decides when the blitzes come and that kind of thing. And he trusts Bud, and it's worked out really well. And I think now he's going to try to do the same thing with Loeffler and these guys offensively, and hope it turns out just as well.
All right, we're going to come back. We'll take a couple of key looks at key positions and key matchups and maybe some key position battles that Bill's looking at in spring football. And then we'll wrap up the Cowan Gates Roth Report for 2013. Back in 60 seconds right here on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in Tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.